It's a tough one to talk about. Bitcoin Depot, recognized as one of the largest global providers of Bitcoin ATMs, is currently navigating a period of significant financial and legal instability.
The recent corporate filings don't sugarcoat it. They've illuminated deep structural strains within the company, raising serious questions about its long-term viability.
It really isn't just them either, is it? This situation underscores the broader volatility and regulatory headwinds currently facing the cryptocurrency infrastructure sector.
You're right. The primary driver of these challenges is a combination of escalating operational costs and a hostile regulatory environment.
The numbers in the filings are staggering. Financial filings indicate that the company is grappling with costs running into millions of dollars.
And in an industry characterized by thin margins and rising operational expenses, such expenditure on legal fees and adjustments without a clear path to revenue recovery is alarming.
So, investors and partners are closely monitoring whether the company can pivot its strategy or if the current trajectory indicates a contraction in services.
A major exacerbating factor is the intensifying scrutiny from United States regulators regarding cryptocurrency activities.
The reality is that physical storefronts and cash transactions in crypto ATMs operate within a complex legal gray area.
Consequently, regulatory focus has shifted heavily toward anti-money laundering compliance and the prevention of illicit finance.
It makes sense why the cost of compliance has skyrocketed.
Businesses must now allocate significant budgets toward security, identity verification software, and legal counsel simply to remain operational.
This represents a strategic shift from a growth at all costs model to one heavily burdened by compliance requirements, which has severely strained operational budgets.
Beyond regulatory pressure, Bitcoin Depot is entangled in ongoing litigation.
Lawsuits are financially draining, diverting resources that could otherwise fuel expansion or technological improvement.
The costs are twofold: direct legal fees and reputational damage.
In the crypto industry, trust is the primary currency. If a company is perceived as unreliable or too litigious, liquidity dries up.
Management teams are forced to divide their attention between machine maintenance and court proceedings, which inevitably slows down innovation and response times in a fast-moving market.
It feels like a warning sign. The struggles of Bitcoin Depot serve as a bellwether for the entire crypto ATM sector.
If the market leader faces such headwinds, smaller competitors will likely find it even more difficult to survive.
It feels like the industry is poised for consolidation, where only the most financially resilient operators will remain.
This instability highlights a critical need for clearer, stable regulations.
When rules change frequently, businesses cannot plan for the long term, causing investor hesitation.
The volatility observed suggests that the traditional crypto ATM business model may require a fundamental overhaul to survive in a post-regulatory crackdown era.
The impact of these developments extends to consumers as well.
If Bitcoin Depot and similar operators are forced to close locations due to insolvency, users lose access to immediate cryptocurrency purchases.
This reduces accessibility for the average person, particularly those without access to traditional bank accounts or centralized crypto exchanges.
Ultimately, Bitcoin Depot's situation illustrates the high risks inherent in the cryptocurrency infrastructure space.
While innovation potential remains, the path forward is obstructed by legal and regulatory obstacles.
For recovery to occur, the company must find a sustainable business model aligned with stricter government mandates.
Until this is achieved, the future of Bitcoin Depot remains uncertain.
Its survival will likely dictate the next chapter for physical crypto adoption in the mainstream world.
As the regulatory environment continues to tighten across the financial sector, only the strongest companies will emerge, making the current situation a critical indicator for the future of digital asset accessibility.